win him over. She made it sound like it was easy. But as Delphine watched her leave, all she could see was her own doom, and that of all the other gods who were relying on her. This was impossible. Phobos joined her on the balcony. "You okay? You look more pale now than when Zeus barked at you." Truthfully, she felt more ill now, more scared.
"How do you seduce a man?"
He laughed at her question.
"I think I'm offended that you're asking me that. What, you think I have some kind of expertise on the subject?"
She gave him a droll stare.
"I'm serious, Phobos."
"As am I," he said, offended. "Seducing men isn't exactly something I have a lot of experience with, nor is it something I spend time thinking about."
He glanced at the door to make sure it was shut completely. When he spoke, it was a barely audible whisper.
"You might want to ask Zeus that."
She rolled her eyes. If the stories were true, all a woman needed to seduce Zeus was to be female. They didn't even have to be breathing.
"You're not funny, Phobos. I need help here. Real help. What do men like?"
"Well, that depends on the man. I like breasts myself. A nice rack goes a long way in getting me to do just about anything. Even stupid things."
She let out a frustrated growl.
"Oh, you are so offensive."
"Oh, please,"
he said unabashedly.
"I'm 10,000 years old. You're lucky I'm not more chauvinistic than I am. Babe, I've come a long way."
And he wasn't helping her in the slightest.
"Just go."
Phobos hesitated as if he wasn't sure it was the best thing to do. She gestured toward the door. He held his hands up in surrender.
"All right, I'm going.
But if you need me, I'd rather gouge out my eyes." He took that with a good-natured smile.
"As the personification of dread fear, I often have that effect on women. Maybe I should look into changing places with Himerus. I've been told women rip off their clothes the moment he appears. Definitely better to be the god of lust than fear."
She shook her head at his glibness as he headed back inside.
How she wished she was more like him.
Nothing ever seemed to get to Phobos or rattle him.
Honestly, she was scared and even muted. That emotion was bitter.
Alone, she looked out over the lush landscape and considered her next course of action.
Kratos was with their enemies.
And she was charged with seducing him or killing him. What a great conundrum for her.
As she contemplated a way to reach him, Phobos reappeared, his expression furious and worried.
"Noir Skotai are attacking in the Hall of Mirrors."
He grabbed her hand and teleported her back to the vanishing aisle before she could so much as blink.
Sure enough, there was a group of Skotai smashing the portals they used to monitor human sleep and join the sleepers.
The entire glass hall was in shambles. Pieces of glass and mirror were littered all over the floor as a handful of dream gods tried to fight them off. Delphine manifested a sword to attack the Skotos nearest her. The Skotos laughed.
"Wanna play, little girl?"
She lunged at him, showing him exactly how lethal she was.
And it removed the smile instantly from his face. Say what he could, she was deadly accurate and had practiced the whole of her existence to battle the demons who preyed on humans as they slept. There were very few Onoroi more accomplished than she.
Phobos was fighting two more, trying to protect the remaining portals. While they could technically do their job without them, it wasn't nearly as easy, nor as effective. The portals needed to be saved. Just as Delphine was about to run her opponent through, someone grabbed her from behind. A rough hand clutched her throat, paralyzing her entire body.
There was nothing there but a deep black mist. The aura of evil was tangible. It was Noir. And she was in his clutches. Something cold caressed her cheek an instant before he twisted her head, and the darkness invaded every part of her.
Azura walked a small circle around Jericho as she smiled proudly. He closed his eyes, letting the power from the source fill him again. It had been so long, too long. He was whole once again, and it felt incredible. How he had missed this, the sights and smells of his powers, the feeling of it coursing through him like living fire. Flexing his hand, he watched as his fingers turned into metallic claws that were razor sharp. Gone were the words his mother had burned into his flesh, and in their place his tattoos glowed brightly in the dim light. No one would ever control him again. He was back, and he was furious, ferocious, and he was ready for revenge. Azura cupped his cheek in her hand.
"Would you like me to repair your face and eye?"
"No," he growled. He wanted the reminder of what being weak had cost him. He would never make that mistake again.